Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm JT Shea, and you're not. And I'm here to welcome you to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the only podcast that is an audio series of everyone's favorite moose and squirrel that is completely unauthorized.
Translation, meaning that you did not ask for it, but here we are anyway.
Each episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is recorded live as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Live from Packrat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. A big set of kudos goes out not only to our live audiences, but the owners of Packrat Comics, who valiantly allow Moose and Squirrel there. If you'd like more information on how to see the show live, download past episodes, or to subscribe to us on iTunes, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com.
Oh boy! Archivy! Not anchovy, the archive! Archive! Stuff!
If you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a review. It sure does help us out a lot when you do.
Help us do what now?
And now here is this week's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray, and a cheerful... Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Swirl, and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose.
I made it, but where is everyone? What's up with me behind the computer?
I need to turn around! Please, Johnny!
Oh, great Oogly Moogly!
Don't be cool, Bullwinkle!
Along with a host of others. When we last left our heroes, Rocket J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle J. Moose, known to many as Rocky and Bullwinkle, they were looking for why Upsidasium, a type of element, was lost to history until researcher found it while hiking. Their search led them to their old friend Captain Wrongway Peach Fuzz, who was in a retirement home in Tallahassee, Florida. It just so happened that Boris and Natasha, fresh from being stuck on the internet, were free and back to mischief when they stumbled upon our valiant heroes.
Correct!
And were surely up to no good.
Also correct! Ha ha ha!
Sadly, though, the conversation with Rocky and Bullwinkle and their old comrade, Captain Peach Fuzz... chat with Captain Peach Fuzz didn't go anywhere.
This isn't going anywhere.
I know, we keep repeating the same thing that the narrator said.
Can't you think of anything, Captain Peach Fuzz, that'll help us find out what happened to the Upsidasium?
Well, bully for you, bully! If only I knew someone who could get J-dip!
J-dip?
G-D-I-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P someone's hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
I believe that's a song.
It is? What's it about?
Ooh, maybe it's about a three-tier dip ice cream cone.
Ice cream? Oh boy, my stomach just growled.
Actually, it's a song that could be construed about, well, you know.
Bye-bye, good luck, G8 of you! Ooh!
Okay, maybe we should go. This isn't working in our favor.
G8? There are only three of us.
Eight, I only count three of us, and those two over there, and then the few out in the audience.
Oh, he smokes! He really has lost his marbles! Oh, poor Captain Peach Fuzz.
Drat, I let him my shooter.
As Reese, Rocky, and Bullwinkle debated the number, Peach Fuzz said, Boris and Natasha followed closely behind.
I don't get it. Why are we following Moose and Squirrel still, darling?
Untrusting of Moose and Squirrel. Also, I want to know about Obsidian. Couldn't barely hear any of conversation with Batty Old Man. If Moose and Squirrel find what happened, and could get fame, fortune...
So you want to take fame and fortune away from Moose and Squirrel?
Yes. That was planned from beginning.
Oh, Boris, you're so bad at being clever.
Oh, stop, Poopsie, you embarrass me.
With Captain Peach Fuzz out of the picture, it left our heroes with a strange predicament.
What a strange instrument indeed. I don't know what type it is, but if it was a ukulele, I could really belt out a few.
Oh, good gravy, Bullwinkle. He means predicament, like circumstances.
Well, what did I say?
You thought he said strange instrument.
Well, this show is rather boring. Maybe if I had my ukulele, I could cheer them up.
I do like music. Maybe something catchy?
Don't mind if we do.
But Mr. Archer?
Yes, Rocky?
Can we get something to eat? I'm starving.
Off our heroes went to find some delicious food. Where are they going? Will Bullwinkle order the most expensive thing from the menu?
Well, I am a growing boy. I'm over 7 feet tall. At least I think so.
As the trio discuss their plans for a meal, researcher hopes they can also get back on track to try to find another clue about Upsidasium. Join us next time in our next episode of the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, which we'll call G8 Here or G-Dipstick.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peach Fuzz, and more, who are characters created by J. Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Nightgig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.